This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Happening now in Washington, Democrats are demanding Speaker Mike Johnson swear in the duly elected congresswoman from Arizona, who happens to be the critical vote needed to force a vote on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
If I were a Republican, I would have already been sworn in,
says Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. The Senate will try for a ninth time today to approve government funding, a reporter calling it Groundhog Day. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Trump now says he will reveal a list Friday of, quote, Democrat programs that he will shut down permanently.
We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work.
Today was the day tens of millions of retirees expected to hear the cost of living raise, but the Social Security data is on hold now. The UN Weather Agency says CO2 in our atmosphere hit a record last year. Growth rates are triple what they were since the 1960s. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're a utility customer behind on your bill, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to catch up now. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
State lawmakers are seeking to protect public lands. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Sholly Pittman for Civic Media News.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some lingering showers in the morning, otherwise cloudy and cool with a high of 57. For tonight, a few isolated showers possible after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. On Thursday, again, a few isolated showers possible, a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Yep, we're going to game three.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
that's all. Well, we were always going to have game three, but boy, we're down a little. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
There's another game tomorrow night.
Yes. And today, just take a break. Just take a moment.
We're taking a breath.
I'm going to go home tonight and I'm just going to do anything. I had to actually take Twitter off my phone because the commentary has become so vitriolic that I don't understand how people can operate in a place where you actively root against a team. I don't root against anybody this much, and it's like a vendetta. I don't get it, and it doesn't make me feel good. So goodbye. I'll come back to you in a month.
Calvin?
I'm not too engaged in baseball, but yeah, it's weird. Normally, I root for the team that beats us. Mm-hmm. It's a little differently when it's a rivalry, I suppose, but being upset about it is a little odd.
Yeah, it's too much for my brain.
It's over the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. And we were talking about this earlier. Unless you work for the team, work for the league, work in the sports media, or betting a lot of your money on it, it does not affect us. I want the Brewers to win, and if they don't, I will go, okay, that sucks.
Next season,
my shoulders will slump a little bit, but
life goes on.
But I certainly don't want to say, like, I want the Cubs to... Yeah. Or anybody. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Take a breath, people. Yeah. It's sports balls. So, yes, we have another game tomorrow night. We will be broadcasting that across several Civic Media stations, including here in Racine and Kenosha, WRJN and WRCE in Richland Center. Game 3 of the NLCS Brewers out on the left coast taking on the Dodgers. Our broadcast will start tomorrow at 4:30. I believe the first pitch goes out a little after 5, but 5:08.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff coming up on the show today. Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to join us after the 9:30 news to talk about Bob Kennedy Jr. Another interesting statement about circumcision, autism, and Tylenol.
Circumcision, autism, and you.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Lierley, by the way, has 4 sons. She she's a doctor.
And a doctor.
Doctor. So I'm sure she has some opinions and maybe actually some, I don't know, scientific evidence.
She's a doctor of doctoring, making sure babies are properly doctored.
Yes, all those things.
She's highly qualified to talk on this.
Yes,
topic.
She is. So because she has a medical degree.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Kristen Lierley after the 9:30 news. In hour number 2, we're going to start off talking about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
He's a good guy.
He's not upset about the actions of ICE. If you've seen any of the media coming out of Chicago in particular on some of the ICE raids. And recently, I think it was last week, there was a pastor who was part of a protest outside of an ICE facility and they shot him in the head with a pepper ball.
Yes.
Mike Johnson says that ICE isn't crossing any lines, but there's something that he found very threatening.
Well,
that happened in Portland.
This is one situation. You know, he hasn't seen any evidence yet of ICE overacting or overstepping their bounds. They don't have bounds, so you can't overstep what doesn't exist.
Pretty much.
But also, I might have to agree with Speaker Johnson on this matter of what is the most... Very threatening thing to ever happen in America's history. You know, sorry, riots of the past days and all those other things and, you know, war and... This is truly terrifying.
Yeah, it's so that's we'll kick off hour number two, talking about Speaker of the House Moses Mike Johnson. Also in hour number two, for the last half an hour, we always lighten it up with a segment we call Audio Sorbet. Take a breath, get away from the news, or as we put it,
Audio Sorbet. We clean your ears with fun.
The question today, specifically to guys.
Oh, okay, good guys.
Do you pedicure?
I feel like I know what this answer is going
to
be.
Do you pedicure? Yes, no. We'd love to hear your experiences with it. Why you wouldn't ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing. We were talking about it before we went on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is the question for Audio Sorbet today. Guys, do you pedicure? You can always text in your response right now if you're not going to be with us in hour number two at 855-752-4842. And you can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mothman Cometh edition. Stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though, with good news.
Yeah. Yes.
From the President of the United States.
Guys, get ready.
This is great news, everybody. Calvin, we have a clip from Donald Trump. Let's play that clip, please.
You had the greatest inflation. The last administration had the greatest inflation in the history of our country. And now, as you know, groceries are down. It's all down.
Groceries are down.
Groceries are down.
Groceries are down. Groceries are down. They're all down. The president, who shops on a regular basis, I'm sure, said that grocery prices are down. He said this yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we can all relax.
Yeah, just take it easy, folks.
It's all
buy
good.
Buy an extra packet of cheese. Treat yourself.
Go buy an avocado.
Ooh.
That'll really be treating yourself. The reality in grocery stores around the country seems to be slightly different than the president's reality. I know that's shocking.
Yeah.
Mario Badola has worked for 40 years at a market in Chicago. He estimates prices have risen there 20% this year and that customers are furious. Badola says, quote, they'll come in and say, what the F? It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From week to week, you go in and look at the prices. It's kind of shocking.
It's shocking. And they're not going to come down. And no president can control grocery prices. As far as I know, that is a private industry thing. It's based on a bunch of why their prices are how they are. But
well, tariffs play a role in this.
Well, tariffs play a role in it. Supply chains did during the pandemic. The basic cost of productions caused prices to rise. And I think everyone understands that, you know, your mouthwash in 2015 is going to cost more in 2020, is going to cost more in 2025. We understand it will go up a little bit. But these are significant price rises. And the government... The president can do nothing about it, therefore...
Well, he could do something about the tariffs.
Well, I'm talking about, like, businesses raising their prices. I personally believe, and we've seen evidence of this in various stories, that they will use these times to raise their prices because people will immediately point their finger at the government and say, it's your fault, or do something, when that's not the case how that really works. And now we have contributed to the price rise because of tariffs. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. But the businesses are the ones who also set their prices, and they can throw a little extra in to pad their pockets. And by the way, these prices, a lot of them will never come down. Some of them can be lowered, but and the companies who sell them, like a Target or an Amazon, can lower their prices and take less of a profit. Most likely not a lot. And these companies aren't lowering their prices.
No. Did that happen after the pandemic was finally over? Did all of a sudden prices drop? I don't recall that.
They know once you pay for it, you'll keep paying for it.
Statistics from the Labor Department. This would be a portion of the government that's run by Republicans and Donald Trump. Labor Department data shows that over the 12 months ending in August, the price of coffee increased 20.9%. Ground beef up 12.8%. Bananas 6.6% increase. Dairy, fruits and vegetables and cereals have all become pricier.
Mm-hmm.
Ground beef prices added 30 cents, rising to a record $6.32 a pound. Steaks up by more than a buck a pound.
Yeah.
But prices are down, everybody. Donald Trump says so.
And the other thing, too, is we're now out of that. We talked about it last year. The economy was actually doing really well last year. I understand your kitchen table economy, totally different discussion. I understand that. But the economy was doing well. Inflation was going down.
Unemployment was down.
Unemployment was down. Job creation was up.
Stock market had record gains.
You don't have to believe any of that, but those are just facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. But the narrative they'll try to spin where they'll say, well, this is Biden's economy. We're no longer in that place anymore. We are almost a year into his first, into a second administration. Any failures, any problems, any price, these are on him. These are on the policies. These are on the companies that set the prices. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Barack Obama. I don't want to see you blaming Jimmy Carter either, but it will never happen, but they will not take the responsibility.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, good heavens, the man doesn't take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
And never has. So what about hacks? What about grocery hacks?
Yes.
There is an article from The Every Girl, which I know I subscribe to. Some of her hacks to make the most out of your dollars when you're at the grocery store. Always shop with a list.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid peak times, which I never thought about. She said if you go on a Saturday morning, which is typically very busy at the grocery store, then you might be grabbing things unnecessarily because, I don't know, shopping pressure. Go to the store alone, which I just think is faster.
Yeah. We talked about this. We talked about this in an audio sorbet and how do you shop? And that's one of the reasons why I online shop at all, because it's like I don't feel any pressure.
Well, and you don't get distracted, right? Maybe I'll make that thing.
Never go shopping when you're hungry.
Ever. Yeah, that's a good.
And I thought she meant that if you go at busy times, it's like surge pricing for an Uber or something. But I mean, yeah, I don't know if I call those hacks. I would say a big hack is say go to an Aldi or a place that sells off-brand stuff that's still high quality that'll be a little bit cheaper.
That's one of the ones is buy generic.
No one will know.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's ways of shopping smarter and
buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk.
Look at deals only for what you need. Mm-hmm. Just because you have a coupon for $5 off something, if you're not going to use it, it's just going to sit there even though it was on sale.
Yeah.
Limit your deli meat and special cheese purchases. Shop with a store rewards card. Stick to your grocery list. Go with a list.
Yes.
And that goes back to one of our audio surveys as well.
That for me is like, I feel like the online shopping thing is the biggest hack for me because I am less inclined to buy the extra thing. I just want to buy what I need to
buy. What's on the list?
Yeah.
Stick to the list.
Yeah. And I will say it. I will recognize the elephant in the room right now. Someone made the comment on the live stream that he said nothing about groceries. And that's true. In that clip, he said nothing about groceries, but he has said groceries are down. Energy is way down. Was $4 or $5 a gallon of gas, now $1.99 for gas.
Yeah,
he has said those things on various accounts. Groceries, gas, all those things are going
energy.
Down. Energy, they're all going down. He said he would cut energy by half. That is not true at all.
No, and actually in some parts of the country, it's increasing pretty rapidly, energy costs.
Absolutely. So, yes, I mean, You nailed us. We heated.
Ow.
It's only like, it's like I couldn't Google that.
When we return, things got a little hot in the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. We'll kick that around coming up next. Some mics got cut, and it got a little testy. All the details on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before the break, we were talking about the president of the United States yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, talking about how prices are down, grocery prices are down. Calvin, we have a clip from the president. Can we play that clip, please?
You had the greatest inflation. The last administration had the greatest inflation in the history of our country. And now, as you know, groceries are down. It's all down.
Oh, you see, he did say groceries are down.
My mistake, everybody. Oh. I was doing some, like, when we're on the show and I'm one of the producers, I'm sometimes typing in to find a thing or that thing, and I'm listening to the clip, and I didn't hear him actually say prices. He did say prices. Groceries. That intimates prices.
Prices, it does kind of
not
intimate
like
that, yeah.
The carrots are on the floor lower than before. Groceries are down. Yeah. And that's not the truth.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That would be, experts call that a lie.
Yeah, that would be a lie. Okay, thanks for that clarification.
Woo!
Yeah, moving on. Yesterday in the Wisconsin legislature, divided as it passes a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, of course, tragically assassinated. This Correct. Was a horrible, horrible thing that happened to Charlie Kirk about a month ago.
Yeah.
And so the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly passed a joint resolution honoring Charlie Kirk's life. Debate was intense, as Democrats said the resolution should have also included some of Charlie Kirk's more violent, more racist comments.
More incendiary.
More incendiary.
More awful.
The first iteration of the resolution offered by Senator André Jacques focused on Charlie Kirk, saying he dedicated his life to advancing the timeless principles of faith, liberty, and truth. He was a dedicated, devoted husband and loving father. The brutal and senseless act that claimed his life has shaken our hearts. Absolutely. That was horrible. That should never happen. That should never have happened to the Minnesota legislator.
Yes.
Who was murdered in her home. That shouldn't happen either. Senator Mark Spritzer, a Democrat from Beloit, said this resolution does not mention political violence at all. It's just about what a great guy Charlie Kirk was. That is not what's going to bring 33 senators here today together. What would have brought us all together is the universal condemnation of the assassination.
Yes.
Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee started her remarks by quoting Charlie Kirk 9 times. Quote number one, the American Democrat Party, this is a quote from Charlie Kirk, the American Democrat Party hates this country. They want to see it collapse. They love it when America becomes less white. Quote number two, if I'm dealing with someone in customer service who is a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action? LaTanya Johnson then said, which one of you is willing to stand up and admit that you and your constituents support this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at one point, Chris Larson, who was also speaking, he was also talking about this. He was reading about an article about the Elkhorn associate principal who got targeted after conservative influencers falsely claimed she made posts on social media about his death. And at that point, Senate President Mary Falskowski cut off his microphone.
Yes.
Assembly voted 54-42 to concur in the resolution after it was amended to condemn political violence and did include some of the language Democrats had in their proposal. Can we agree that all political violence is bad?
Yeah. You would think that that would be at the top of the list for at least this situation. I mean, I didn't see them condemn. I didn't see anybody, federal or state, condemning political violence when Representative Hortman was murdered along with her husband.
No,
we didn't do that. But, you know, I mean,
in Evans, Paul Pelosi got attacked by a nut with a hammer in his home, and they made jokes about Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Yes. So this is indicative of this country. We'd rather take the bad parts and sweep it under the rug and say it never happened. And the moment we try to say it happened, we say, no, it didn't. Why are you trying to denigrate the fabric of America? Let's get rid of everything in the Smithsonian that proves our absolute crimes against humanity.
Exactly. Let's just pretend the bad things never happened and go on.
Yeah, we're just going to go on. We're going to move on with our lives and pretend it didn't. And what's unfortunate, and you and I were talking about this, is the fact that there are people out there who will say, I've heard of Charlie Kirk. And there's nothing against that. I mean, Charlie Kirk was an internet figure. He was not.
He had millions of followers.
I wouldn't call him mainstream. He wasn't on network television. So I can understand why people may have heard of him tangentially. But know that he spouted some of the most heinous, disgusting things. None of it out of context. None of it misunderstood. He was vehemently against anything that wasn't white, Christian, and national. And he may have not said slurs, but you just listen to the words and it's all right there and you don't have to do a lot of digging.
Tiffany from River Falls listening on WLAK. How about a Melissa Hortman Memorial or an Abundant Life Memorial or a Waukesha Parade Memorial for any of the thousands of kids that have been sacrificed on the altar of gun rights?
And gun rights is something that Charlie Kirk said needed to exist, even if death had to occur, to secure those Second Amendment rights.
And Charlie Kirk also believed in the freedom of speech.
Correct.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, we're going to be joined by our friend and colleague, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Circumcision, autism, and Tylenol, that's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You know. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air. You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State lawmakers are considering tax breaks for data centers. With more, here's Civic Media's Shali Bittman.
In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states.
Just this year alone, we've had 10 different customers come forward that basically said, we would love to come here. However, the lack of your tax incentive to help us is not amenable for our business plan, and we've gone to other states.
CEO John Kehoe speaking during a public hearing earlier this month. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. More than half are located in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Shali Pittman for Civic Media News.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped two of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some lingering showers in the morning, otherwise cloudy and cool with a high of 57. For tonight, a few isolated showers possible after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. On Thursday, again, a few isolated showers possible, a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on location for the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, filmmakers, former Packers, all on the show.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, our resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same for both, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today, 2 to 4 across the network on the Todd Alba Show. He is broadcasting live for the No Packers, No Life premiere that is happening tonight at the Majestic Theater in Waukesha. So if you're in the area, stop out and see him. And it's going to be a great, great movie.
I mean, this is a film that is about Japanese Packer fans who make their way to Lambeau Field. And I truly, I want to see this movie because I love these types of stories, especially the Packers. They transcend everything and everywhere. Their Packer bars are all over the world. Yep. Packer fans are all over the world.
Yep.
When people are like, the Cowboys are America's team, I'm like, that's adorable. No. Yeah. That's absolutely adorable. You think that the Packers are the world's team.
Back in the day when we did the Packerina.
Yeah.
In like 96 and 97. Mm-hmm. And they were on cassettes.
Yeah.
And we mailed them all over the world.
Nice.
We had requests coming in from all around the globe.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Guess who's here?
We are very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I just happen to be right outside of Lambeau Field. So what a great intro, huh?
We didn't plan this.
Well, I live here, so this is just another day in Green Bay. But it's awesome.
It is awesome. And that movie tonight is going to be spectacular. Yeah. Again, it's the big premiere is tonight. Join Todd. Again, he's going to be broadcasting from the Majestic in Waukesha. So stop out and see him.
Yes.
And say hello. I'm sure he would love to meet you and say hi and all of those things. All right. Dr. Kristen Lierley, I texted you as soon as I saw this break. I think it was last week because my head just went, as it does so many days now. We have a clip. Yeah. We have a clip, Calvin, from President Trump and the head of the Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr., from last week. Let's play this clip, Calvin, please, for Dr. Lierley.
I would say don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. And when you're when the baby is born, don't give it Tylenol. You can avoid it at all. Just don't give it Tylenol. What do you have to lose? You really don't have much to lose.
Yeah, go ahead. There's many, many other confirmation studies. There's two studies that show children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism. And it's highly likely because they're given Tylenol. So, you know, none of this is this positive, but all of it is stuff that we should be paying attention to.
You were talking about the Pennsylvania Dutch. You were talking about the Amish, where they don't take any of this stuff, and they have virtually none, right? They have no autism. No autism.
I have a really quick question. When he says there's no positive outcome, and I'm asking you, do you think he means positive as in positive proof or positive good?
Who knows what he means? I mean, if you were to ask him, like, why shouldn't we take Tylenol? Can you cite a source? He would have nothing to share because he doesn't know. He has just been told this. There's nothing to back it up. Even when Kennedy says circumcision probably related to Tylenol, the two studies that he's likely referencing had nothing to do with Tylenol. They actually looked at pain related to circumcision, and they made the assumption that these babies were given Tylenol. It's not even in the study. So what these guys are doing is using their incredibly huge platform to spread information that is not at all validated and that is frankly harmful. If pregnant people are afraid to use Tylenol, if new parents are afraid to use Tylenol for their babies who have fevers, there are real consequences here. People suffer. They're in pain. They have untreated fevers that can lead to further problems, including yes. seizures and long-term repercussions. So use Tylenol, but use it judiciously and use it with the advice of your healthcare provider. Do not get your healthcare advice from RFK Jr. and Donald Trump.
What does it say, though? I mean, this is nothing new now at this point in this year. What does it say when we're saying out loud, don't get your health information from the Department of Health and Human Services?
Who yeah. said that? That is like almost a direct quote from RFK yeah.
yes.
Jr.
Yeah.
Don't
yes.
get your health information from me. Yet, last week, a Kaiser Family Foundation study came out that showed that it is entirely partisan. Republicans do tend to trust RFK Jr. and the Trump administration with health information, and Democrats and independents generally don't. So to see the partisan divide in the way that we consume this information as a doctor who treats everybody. I don't care who you vote for. Come to my office. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to know your options so that you can get the care that works for you. But to know that people are thinking of this in a partisan way, and so many of these people also will say, I don't want politics involved in this. Yet it still influences their thinking and their decision making. This is so profoundly troubling.
Yes, and dangerous. It is dangerous. And in that same conference, Bob Kennedy Jr. essentially said, we are going to find the proof and then we'll back it up with studies. So they're doing science backwards. This is the outcome we want. So let's craft studies to give us the outcome we want. That's not how you science.
But that's Project 2025.
It is.
Well, you have an outcome that you are trying to prove, and that's how politics works, right? You are trying to sell somebody a message. But how medicine works and how science works is you have a hypothesis, what you think is going to happen, and then you design a study around that. And there are lots of different kinds of studies that work in different ways and give us different kinds of information. And it's complicated, but that's why you need somebody to help you interpret the information that comes out of these studies. You can't just look at the title or the conclusion. You have to understand the methods. You have to understand the population that was studied. You have to understand the study design. And then you have to look at other studies that studied things and pull all that information together in order to make some sort of a recommendation for our patients. This is not easy stuff. And this is why people like Donald Trump and RFK Jr. are not qualified to share this kind of—
They really aren't. They are not qualified. Kristen, we got you frozen there.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're back.
There you are.
They are so massively unqualified Sorry. To talk about anything medical. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. And you have four sons. By the way, if you're just joining us on Matt and Ear on Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest, our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, which we're going to talk about right after the break. But you have four sons. Let's talk about circumcision and why.
Yeah, circumcision is a deeply personal decision that everybody who has a baby boy has to make a decision whether to do it or not. And some people choose to do it and some people don't. And there are risks and benefits either way. But it has nothing to do with autism. It has, the studies haven't even looked at Tylenol and circumcision and autism. And the information that's out there is so all over the place. And this is one of those really tender topics that people feel emotional about.
Well,
I mean, when we have our national conference for the American College of OBGYNs, protesters show up at the front door wearing white bunny suits with a splotch of red where their groin is.
Yeah.
And they like literally will approach us as we're walking in and out of the conference. These are people who feel very strongly. So RFK and Trump look at this and they recognize that there is an in here that makes people uncomfortable. And then they go for that. That's politics. Not healthcare.
Well, and there is a very religious element to circumcision as well, correct?
Yeah, it's a very strong part of the Jewish faith. And it's done in a very different way when it's done as part of a religious ritual. But, you know, again, regardless, the data that RFK Jr. is referring to does not support the conclusion that he has drawn. There is no connection between circumcision and autism.
And that's my, and that was the point I wanted to make, too, is that when you watch the clip, you get the, at least the somewhat context that he's saying, those who had circumcision and given Tylenol have a double chance of getting autism, or double the chance of getting autism. I feel like what's also being done with this narrative is that people are just pulling the Tylenol aspect out of it and just saying circumcision causes autism. And that is ultimately the problem, too. And you said that the study that he's referencing doesn't prove anything. Well, the study that said that vaccines cause autism didn't prove anything either. And we're still talking about it like 20 years later. And that, and as you mentioned, when those bunk studies that are based not on theories, based on pure terrible hypotheses, are given to people with power and a platform, that's all you need, because that's the guy I like, that's the guy I trust, and he said the thing, so I know the thing. The thing happened, but what about the evidence? I don't need that. The guy said the thing.
I mean, can I also just add, we've all seen the Time magazine picture by now. I'm a gynecologist, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly. You just came in there with a...
I don't know how to treat that.
It's called a scarf.
No. You know what? You know what it is? It's called therapy.
Pelvic floor therapy.
He referenced in that clip that we played, Donald Trump referenced the Amish community. From what I understand, Dr. Lyerly, the Amish do not take part in studies. They do not report, right? They don't report. There is no oversight body to look at the health of the Amish community because they don't science in the same way, right?
I don't know why he brought the Pennsylvania Dutch into this. And they are an entirely different body of people. But it brings me back to a point I made earlier, which is that when you are studying a group of people, you need to be very thoughtful about who these people are, how many of them are there, what are their characteristics, how old are they? All of that stuff matters, because if you're comparing apples to apples, you're talking about a 50-year-old man and a 50-year-old man who come from the same community, who have the same upbringing, who have the same risk factors. You can compare those two people. But if you're comparing somebody, a 20-year-old man from the Pennsylvania Dutch community, to a 65-year-old man from Oconto Falls, Wisconsin, these are different populations. Completely. You can't compare those two things.
Yep. I mean, completely different diets, completely different lifestyles. There's so many factors that play into that.
Yeah.
Debbie on the live stream has a comment. Trump suggested to shoot bleach in our veins, for Pete's sake. I still don't understand why anyone in their right mind listening to anything these crazy guys with their crazy ideas and thoughts have to say. Yeah.
Thanks, Cousin Debbie.
And I do want to point out,
it's all part of their grand plan.
Yeah. And I do want to point out, by the way, that Donald Trump, when he had his second yearly review within 5 months that we all do, he got a COVID booster shot, by the way, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Donald Trump
a flu shot.
Did get a booster, a COVID booster and a flu shot. So he's going to be magnetic just like me. Hopefully one day soon. I was promised.
Gotta let that go.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're going to continue on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is The Vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Oral arguments in Louisiana versus Calais are scheduled for October 15th in the U.S. Supreme Court, with interpretation of the 14th and 15th Amendments under debate and the Voting Rights Act in the balance. The 14th Amendment enshrines civil and legal rights of formerly enslaved Americans. Section 1 says in part, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States." And in what became known as the Equal Protection Clause, "nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." The 15th Amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude." But Black, Native, and other minority voters faced another 100 years of discrimination before Congress enforced it with the Voting Rights Act of 1965. President Lyndon Johnson told Congress,
"Our fathers believed that if this noble view of the rights of man was to flourish, it must be rooted in democracy. The most basic right of all was the right to choose your own leaders. The history of this country, in large measure, is the history of expansion of that right to all of our people."
Find a live stream link for the October 15th, 10 a.m. arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Let's talk about your show.
You have a show?
You have a show.
I have a show. It's statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network at noon on Saturdays. Isn't that exciting?
That's fantastic. Well-deserved. Who are you talking to this week?
This week, we're talking with Dr. Pat McBride. You may know him as a researcher, as the former dean of the students of the University of Wisconsin Medical School. That's how I got to meet him. But as it turns out, he has this fascinating history. And one of my favorite things about him is he was the first bat boy for the Milwaukee Brewers when they came to town in 1969.
Wow.
So we had an amazing conversation about the Brewers and all the people he met and how Bob Uecker took him fishing and all of these great stories. It is such a delightful conversation. He talks about the 82 Brewers. He talks about crazy Robin Yount and Uecker stories. It is just so much fun, and we're all rooting for the Brewers. So this will get you pumped up.
That's great. That is so great. The fact that he was one of the first bat boys when they came back to town, that's amazing. The history that he's seen.
Oh, yeah. He was the clubby for the opposing team at County Stadium. So he met Hank Aaron and like all of these legendary baseball players as they came through Milwaukee. And then, interestingly, not related to the Brewers, he ended up becoming the equipment manager for the Bucks. So he has a Bucks World Championship ring from 1971. And he helped out the Packers when they were in Milwaukee back in the old gold package days. So those were the world champion Green Bay Packers. So he is going to sprinkle a little charm on our Brewers to bring them into the world champion fold. That is the magic.
That is very, very, very cool. I, you know, my grandmother worked at County Stadium from basically its construction until she retired in the early 90s, and she had all, I wish I could have sat down with her a long time ago and wrote down the story, because they weren't long-winded stories, but she met all
little
of these
nuggets people,
and they knew her, and she was Ruth, and she's like, the boys were so nice, and she was there when they filmed Major League, and it was just a lot of fun. So yeah, I love those stories, and I just want to make a clear regarding the Dr. Kristen Lively show. You can also watch it on YouTube. It's also available there as well.
So check that out. You can follow it as a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do all of the shows. If you want to download us as a podcast, you can do that too.
Yep.
Speaking of the Brewers, they are on the left coast tomorrow night. Dodgers hosting. Our broadcast will start tomorrow at 4:30. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio only on WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, WBZH in Hayward, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. The Brewers at the Dodgers. Our broadcast tomorrow will start at 4:30. The first pitch going out about 5:08. We are talking to our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lively Show. Now, Saturdays at noon, we were having some technical difficulties. Dr. Lively, are you still there?
I'm still here. Sorry, I'm sitting in a parking lot outside of Lambeau Field.
Not a problem. We don't have a lot of time. We just got a couple of minutes left before we have to go to the top of the hour news. But briefly, legislation in Wisconsin would require health insurers in the state to cover infertility. Do you think that's going to go anywhere?
No, not in this legislation,
right?
Not in this group, but I think that there's potential. So I think a lot of the things that they're starting to introduce now are things that they want to get done and they see hope for when we have a Democratic trifecta come next November. So if we've got a Democrat in the governor's seat and we've got a Democratic assembly and a Democratic Senate, we can get some stuff done. Mm-hmm. So they're already starting to make plans, and that is one of those plans. And let's be honest, infertility is a medical problem for men and for women.
Yes.
For people who want to start their families, they need information. They need to be able to access their doctor. They need to be able to get testing. This stuff needs to be covered. So I fully support this, and I think it has a real chance, not in this session, but let's lay the groundwork so that we can get it done next year.
Well, that would be great, because again, if we expect the Republicans to pass this, they're in a tough spot now, because the whole pro-life movement is very against infertility treatments, from as far as everything that I've read, because of the leftover eggs that you have to either dispose of or whatever. So, yeah, if we want to see something get done addressing people's infertility concerns, it's going to take more Democrats.
But they want babies.
Well, this infertility thing really exposes what their motives are, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Do you actually want people to get health care? Do you actually want people to have healthy pregnancies and hospitals where they can deliver their babies? Or do you just want to control them? And it's pretty clear, if they are saying have babies, but they're not getting you the resources to be able to have babies, they don't actually want that for you.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Absolutely. And I think that the group of Southern Baptists that came down earlier this year and voted in no longer to support IVS really gave away the ball game on that one, because when Dobbs came down, it was pretty universal. Everyone still said, but IVF is great. We love IVF, because people, Republicans, Democrats, independents, a lot of people benefited from it. And then all of a sudden those cracks started to show, and IVF was all of a sudden the enemy. And I think you're right, Dr. Lively. I think that they want people to get pregnant and let go with God. And if it doesn't happen, that's not our problem.
Join Dr. Kristen Lively for the Dr. Kristen Lively Show Saturdays at noon across the network. Thank you so very much, my friend. Really appreciate your time. We will talk soon.
Thank you.
Stay with us. News coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health.